So I got to get back here. Matthew chapter 13. Amen. I read much of this the other night. So let's get back to some of it. Let's start here at verse 3. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell. I didn't get into this. There was just so much other and never even quite made it to the four types of soil. And we'll try to get this covered. Amen. Here today. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Verse 5. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprang up because they had no depthness of earth. Verse 6. And when the sun was up, they rather were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Amen. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up, choked them out. Verse 8, but other fell into good ground.
Yes.
And brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit, let him hear rather. Amen. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the Word of the Lord. And if the Lord will help us, I'm going to deal with this sower again. We dealt much the other night with the task of the sower. Amen. All Jesus asked the sower to do was to sow the seed.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And that is, the sower is the preacher. Sometimes we feel like we have to be a preacher to win souls. It doesn't entirely encircle the preacher.
Right.
You know, you can sow seed also. Amen.
Right.
You can pass a gospel tract. You can witness to somebody in the grocery store. Amen. So really, all of us in here today can be a soul winner, and we can sow the gospel seed for Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So I tell you what, I want to spread the seed, don't you?
Right. Amen.
Talked a little bit about the sower's investment. Amen. He took that crop that he gathered up and he stored up through the wintertime, waiting on a good season. Amen. To sow that seed. He had an investment in there, didn't he?
Right.
Let me tell you something. God's got an investment. He gave his only son.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All right.
That whosoever would believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm so thankful for that, aren't you?
Right.
Amen. So I want to start here today. Amen. Looking here at the treasure of this seed. Hallelujah. Jesus identifies the seed as the Word of God. And when the farmer walked into his field with his seed bag, he held it, amen, in his hand a genuine treasure. Praise God. He cast that treasure to the wind, hoping it would accomplish what he desired. Amen. And I read to you in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse number 11, how that God said his word would never return void, and it will accomplish what God desires of it. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've seen the Word of God reach out and save sinners. Haven't you?
Yeah.
I've seen the Word of God reach out this very service already right here. Amen. And do a work. Praise God.
Come on.
Amen. There's power in the Word of God, isn't there?
Yeah.
Amen. It was the Word of God that reached me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. When I was just a young boy, my mom was on the phone last night. I don't even know why it come up. My dad, I don't really think I tried to hide it from him, but I guess I told on myself a while back when I was preaching about jumping off that bridge in Alabama. Amen. I was about 16 or 17. My dad said, I never knew that. Praise God. Well, I guess I told on myself. Amen. And he went home and told mom, and mom cornered me up last night. She said, what else did you do that I never knew about? Amen. I said, don't worry, not much. Amen. You know why? Because I got saved from a young age. Praise God.
Yo.
Amen. The power of the seed of the gospel saved me at a young age. Amen. And I'm not saying this being braggadocious, but I don't have a whole lot to hide. Amen. Right here today. Praise God. And if you have scars of sin, let me tell you something. Jesus loves you too. It doesn't matter how black you've been. It doesn't matter how good you've been. We all have to be saved. Amen. Great God in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm so thankful that I got saved, Brother Daniel. And when Jesus came inside of my heart, he changed who I was. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I didn't have a desire to go out into the places and the things of the world and endeavor in the world. I had a desire to go to church.
Amen.
And I don't want to linger right here. I hit this a lot, I know. This is a hobby horse of mine. But I cannot understand why people say they're saved and they're on their way to heaven and they have no desire to be in the house of God. Amen. Let me tell you something.
Come on.
When God saved me, He put in me a desire to be in His house. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I can hear preaching. Amen. On the radio, I can hear preaching. And nowadays on your phone and in your earbuds, you can hear preaching anywhere. Hey, that's all right. I listen probably. Hey, I really wouldn't want to put a guarantee on this, but I probably listen to more preaching than anybody in this house. Amen. I listen to preaching almost every night I go to bed. I listen to preaching all summer long while I'm working for hours, standing on the back of that mower. Amen. I listen to thousands probably of messages every year of my life. Amen. But let me tell you something. That doesn't take the place of getting in an old-fashioned house of God.
Come on.
We are right here today. Amen. Thank God for Marco Polo. Thank God for Mixler. Thank God for these other streams that they got to get the gospel out. But there ain't nothing like getting in the house of God.
Yeah.
Like we've been here today. Hey, come on. That old preacher casting out the line. Amen. Somebody tickling them ivories. The Spirit of God moving.
Yeah.
You can't capture that on the radio.
Yeah.
You can't capture that. Amen. On a live stream. Hey, I come to tell us when God saved me, He put a desire in my heart to go to church. Amen. And if you don't have that desire, you need to pray. Amen. And ask God to give it to you. Hallelujah.
Give it to you.
That's right. Amen.
Come on, man. Yes.
Well, that didn't cost you none extra.
Come on, man. Come on.
Amen. Oh, yes. This seed, the gospel, if you will, it holds great power. Before the seed falls into the soil, now I want you to notice this. The soil is void of life. Oh, yes. It lies there barren and empty. Brother George, you're a farmer. You can go home. I know, Brother Tom, people that have small space sometimes will plant crops in containers. Amen.
Yeah.
And Brother Tom, you can go out and get you about 10 nice containers.
Yeah.
Go buy the best of topsoil and put that soil in there. And you don't ever plant a seed. You know what you got? You ain't got nothing. Come on now.
Right.
That soil lays there in the containers. That soil lays out there in that garden. Amen. Unless you plant the seed, you ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when that seed falls onto the good ground and it germinates, it always brings life. Amen. Great God, where there was death. I don't know about you tonight, but that's where I was one day. I was dead in my trespasses and sin. Come on now. There was no life in me. But thank God the seed of the gospel was sowed and it found a place in the soil of my heart. Amen. And it began to grow. And when it began to grow, it took an old dead man. It took an old sinful man. It took a man that was hooked on dope. It took a man. Thank God. I can mention everyone. It took a man. Amen. Great God. The devil said would never get saved. It took a man that was in sin. Come on now. Hey. But you know what happens when that seed of the gospel gets in your heart? It changes who you are.
Come on. Come on.
It begins to grow. And life begins to come alive.
Come
Somebody
on.
Said, I can't go down to that church and live like a Christian. You're 100% right. You can't live like a Christian until God gets in your heart. Hey, God, that's how you live for God. You've got to be saved. He's got to live in your heart. And once He comes in your heart, you can't help but keep them living the Christian life. Once He comes in your heart, you'll stop your cussing. You'll stop your fussing. You'll stop your drinking. You'll stop your smoking. Somebody said, I can't do it. No, you can't.
Come on. Come on.
But He can.
Hallelujah.
Hold on, we're going to get a little deeper in this. So it is with the gospel of grace. It brings life to the dead heart, to those lost in their sin. Oh, yeah. I had it marked down. Well, let me go ahead and turn.
Hallelujah.
I would like to get two verses. But I had Ephesians chapter number, amen, 2:1-5. You can read it later. I want to get 4. But God, who is rich in mercy,
yeah,
for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. God loves us. I like what Isaiah said. Isaiah compared it to the mother love of God. Amen. Why did Isaiah say that? Does a dad not love his kids? Oh no. I believe a dad loves his kids. What makes a man like Brother Earl go out every morning, 6:00 in the morning, cold outside? I'm sure of many mornings when he went out there and that wind was whipping, it is below freezing, he probably said to himself, I'd rather go back in and crawl in the bed a while. But he gets up and he goes to work day in, day out, because he loves that family. He loves his wife. He loves his children. And he says, I got to make a living.
Yeah.
This is what God has called me to do. Come on. Amen. Yeah, dad loves his kids. Amen. But there's a difference between a dad's love and a mom's love. Hey, my kids have been sick. I love them with all my heart. But hey, there's just something about it, Brother Tom.
Come on.
I stayed up late in the night.
Yeah.
But guess what? Once it gets so late, dad falls asleep and dad's out of the picture. But that mom,
yeah,
she'll stay up night,
come on, come on,
and night out. She'll love them kids. She'll nurture them kids. Great God. She'll die for them kids. Hey, she'll go hungry for them kids. You know why? Because there's a difference in a mom's love. And I come to tell us that's how much God loves his children. Hey, he gave heaven's best because he loves us that much.
Praise God.
Yeah.
I said there's life, amen, in that seed. Great power. Amen. Oh, it brings forth life and eventually fruit in a place where only barrenness and death one time were. Oh, yes. Still, this is what makes the gospel such a great treasure. Amen. It produces life in a place where there was formerly death. Oh, yes. Amen. That family was on the rocks and it was ready for divorce. It was ready to split up. Those children were on the brink, amen, of leaning to the world and becoming drug addicts and drunkards. Hey, come on. But somehow, some way, the seed of the gospel gets in there and it turns the whole family, and it turns mom and dad, and it turns children, and it turns generation. I talk about the power of the seed of the gospel. Thank God there's power in that word.
Praise God.
Woo! Yes, it is.
Not only does it hold a great power, it holds a great promise.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Every seed that was sown by the sower had potential to produce fruit.
Right.
No, boy, this is getting deep here. I want you to listen to me here.
Come on, man.
Amen. You can plant one bean. Oh, yes. One bean seed. And a whole vine grow and produce, hard tell it, how many beans.
That's right.
Woo!
Sure.
I'm talking about the potential of the fruit. Hallelujah. Brother Daniel, I know you planted squash. I like squash, but be honest with you, you only need about 2 or 3 squash plants.
Yeah.
You ever seen them things?
Oh, yeah.
You plant one over, you can plant one seed, and that one seed grows into a squash plant, and that one squash grows and gets all kinds of yellow blooms. Great God, you can't hardly kill them things. They just keep making squash. They just keep producing.
Yeah.
One little seed, Brother Earl, it'll give you squash for weeks. Amen. Hey, I like cucumbers, and these girls like cucumbers. I go out, Brother Tommy, and plant a seed, and one of them cucumber vines grow up the back of that fence behind my building, and it scatters out, and I don't know how many cucumbers come off that one vine. You know why? There's power in the seed. Hey, I like to tell somebody right here, the devil said, amen, one soul's not worth reaching. One backslider, it's not worth touching. But oh, I come to tell you, there's power in just one seed. Plant the seed, let it take root.
Woo!
The only only job you got to is put it in the ground.
That's it.
Thank God, God will take care of water.
Hey, come on.
God will take care of growing. And God will take care of reaping. I come to tell the devil right here today, I'm going to sow the seed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I love telling it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. My kids have listened for years, and it's taught them a lot about the Bible. Dan and Louie. I don't know how familiar you are. Dan Metzer. He's an old revival time guy. After C.M. Ward.
Amen. Metzer preached for years.
But Metzer loved children. And he put out a series he called Dan and Louie. And it was a puppet Dan, the preacher.
Amen. Putting on Bible skits. Hey, great God, my kids can tell you Bible story after Bible story because of Dan and Louie. Amen. But in one of Dan's books I've got, he tells about his Aunt Faye. I told about it right here. But his Aunt Faye was in a hospital somewhere, I think Kansas City, Kansas, way back in the 60s or so. She was dying, 23, 24 years old. A young woman, Brother Earl, she was dying with breast cancer. Amen. Cancer had already eaten away her body. Seems like Brother Tommy talked about, I think they said she only weighed about 100 pounds or so. She laid in that room, and the doctor come told the family just a day or two, amen, and she'll be gone. But there was an old Pentecostal preacher out there in the Midwest that was in that hospital that day visiting one of his members down the hall. And he come down that hall and prayed for his member, and he cut the corner and he went around and he pushed the button for the elevator. But he remembered when he walked by a certain room, he only seen feet. The head was back in there, only seen a set of feet. And he said when he pushed that button, the Lord spoke to him and said, you remember that room back there where you saw them feet? And he said, yes, Lord. He said, somebody in there needs prayer, and you're going to go pray for him.
All right.
Brother George, amen. Oh, Betzer said, that preacher's name was Smith. I forget his first name, but he said, Brother Smith went in there, and there's a couple family members, and he said, ma'am, amen, and sir, you don't know me, and I don't know you, but I'm a preacher of the gospel. I turned the corners, getting ready to go down the elevator, and the Spirit of God spoke to my heart and said, come in here and pray. Amen, that somebody needs prayer in this room. And they told him the story. Amen, our family member's got cancer. She's about to die any day, today or tomorrow. The doctor said she'll probably be gone by tomorrow. He laid hands. Let me tell you something. Amen. There's no limit to what the power of God can do. There's no sickness that's stronger than our God.
Come on.
There's no cancer holding down the power. Amen, of Jesus Christ. And that old preacher laid hands and prayed on that sick woman. Amen. And in the prayer of faith, thank God, he laid hands and said, God, I'm praying for her because you sent me. Do the work and raise her up.
Hallelujah. Do the work,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
He didn't know him.
Do the work, Lord.
He told him his name.
Yeah.
And he said, amen, I love you. And I got to go. So he left. Later that evening, she got to perking up.
Great God. And by the next day or two, Brother George, instead of rolling her out to the morgue, they rolled her out in a wheelchair. Amen. For discharge home. God healed Aunt Faye. Amen. Great God. This was Dan Metzer's aunt. Amen. He calls her Aunt Faye. Aunt Faye Metzer. Great God. Hey. And old Brother Metzer talks about how his aunt was lost. Come on. On her way to hell. But God raised her up off of a deathbed. And when she got better, they called. Amen. Everybody in the world trying to find that preacher. And they finally tracked him down. Amen. And got his address to his church. And said, I'm coming to church. And God saved her. Amen. He healed her. And he saved her. Hey God. And you know what happened? It's the power of the seed. It's the power of the sower. Thank God. One seed was planted. Aunt Faye got saved. She raised her kids. They got saved. Their kids got saved. Their cousins got saved. And Dan Metzer said, one Mother's Day morning, amen, they used to give prizes to whichever mother brought the most kids.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
And they said, this family stand, there's 25.
This family stand, they was 30-some.
They said, one of the Betchers family stand. Them Betchers said they was standing. Said before they got done with counting, they were 75 Betchers stood up in that service. Woo!
Yeah.
Hey! 75 Betchers! 10, 15 years ago, there was no Betchers. But because of the power of the gospel, because of the power of the seed, hey, I come to tell us, don't diminish the power of the seed of the gospel. Amen.
Right.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get down here. Amen. Into the soil. Woo! Amen. When it is sown, amen, all we can do is sow the seed. But Jesus tells us here in his word that there's four types of soil that the seed falls in. He tells us that it falls, amen, in the hard place. Great God. In the wayside, if you will. It refers to the narrow footpaths that ran beside and throughout the fields. Great God. These were the roads of the day, and the soil on them had become hard. Amen. Great God, from the feet that was traveled, and when this seed was sown upon these hard paths, the fowls, the birds would come and eat the seed, and the seed couldn't grow. I don't know about you, amen, but this is the person that hears the gospel and turns a deaf ear.
Right.
Somebody that's hard.
Right.
Amen. This is that person, great God in heaven, that's calloused and cold toward the things of God and refuse to hear the gospel. Maybe they are hardened. Amen. Their hearts for years against the call of the gospel, like a path trampled under feet, walked all summer long. That's the way some people's hearts get. Hey, and I come to ask you here today, don't let your heart get hard. Amen. Is that the condition of your heart? Is it hard when that old preacher preaches? Does it penetrate your heart? Does it give you a desire to pray and seek God? Amen. Or you just let it roll off like water on a duck's back? Hey, I come to tell us, you don't want a hard heart.
Come on.
The gospel message. Great God. Jesus said there's four types, and this is the type. Great God. Don't let your heart be hard.
That's right. Woo. Oh, God.
We've all been there, Brother Daniel.
Yeah. Come on.
You better watch out, because sometimes, amen, it's easy to let your heart get hard.
That's exactly right.
Jesus. Yes.
Somebody say something to you that you don't like, boy, you'll harden up.
Uh-huh.
Woo.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. I'm not a professional by no means. And I tell my dad, we was laughing last night. I said, well, when I was 16, I thought I could whip Mike Tyson. And I thought I was smarter than the president. I think that's about every 16-year-old boy.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Great God in heaven. I don't know why, but for some reason, when a fella gets about 16, he gets real smart. Amen. Hey! But when you get about 40, somehow something happens to all that. Great God.
Come on.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen. But oh, I come to tell us right here today, you don't want to let your heart get hard. Hey! This person has a heart that is not prepared for a work of grace. Oh no, the preaching of the gospel, amen, is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. A lot of people look at preaching and they say, look at that old fella up there, sweat running down his face, spit running out his mouth, sweat running down his shirt, it looks kind of crazy. That's alright, but this is the method that God has chosen to reach a lost and a dying world. And I come to tell you, to them that are saved, it is the power of God.
Yes.
Woo!
God.
Hey, God.
Jesus.
Well, there's that compacted soil. Nextly, next, there's that crippled soil, stony places. Like limestone.
Yeah.
Amen. A little bit of dirt over top of some limestone.
Yeah.
Hold on here.
Bless him, Lord.
Rock covered by a thin layer of topsoil. This soil looks like it's ready to be sown. The ground looks good and productive. The seed cast here germinates very quickly, and it springs up into a promising plant. But because there is no depth of soil, as soon as the sun beats down upon this tender plant, amen, because of no depthness of soil, amen, it begins to wither away.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This kind of soil speaks of the heart that makes an emotional response to the presentation of the gospel. When that preacher preaches, maybe your friend went up and prayed, so you prayed. Amen. When that preacher of the gospel, maybe it touched your heart, and some people are bad for this. They'll pray long enough to pray off conviction. They pray long enough to keep the preacher off their back. They pray long enough to keep mom and dad off their back. But oh, when the sun comes up, they ain't got enough depth to keep them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. It's like a soldier who likes to sport around in his soldier uniform. But when he is thrown into the heat of the battle, he cries one out. Hey, I come to tell us,
come on.
You really get what you need, it'll change your life forever. If you really get the depth, hey, come on, and you really get planted, hey, amen, down deep in that soil, when the sun comes up and the trials of life come, amen, it won't wither you away, but rather you'll be left standing to produce fruit. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, you don't want to be that one that springs up quick, but don't last long.
Yes, Lord.
I see a lot of people, Brother Earl, come and go.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that irreverently.
It happens. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a lot of people come in. Boy, they jump up. They're ready to shout.
Yeah.
They're ready to holler too. They're ready to preach.
Come on.
And then the sun comes up, Brother George.
Yeah.
Trials come up.
Trials.
Hardships. Rain begins to beat down.
Oh, woo! The battles of life begin to come in.
Come on, Mr. Oh,
they're gone.
Yeah.
Woo! I come to tell somebody here today, you can get it deeper than that.
That's right.
All right. All right.
Hallelujah. I felt it right there. I come to tell somebody right here today, you can get a deeper experience than that. Come on now. Hey! You can get a deeper experience than just an inch or two down into the dirt, just enough to let the amen germination process take place. Great God in heaven, you can get it deeper than that.
Right.
Hey, how many years, Brother Tommy, you been saved?
48 and a half.
48 and a half years. You can get something that'll keep you that long. Great God. Woo! I said you can get something that'll keep you 50 years. You can get something that'll keep you 60 years. Amen. Hey, that one that ain't got no deadness, you know what that is? That's this worldly bunch out here that tells them, come on in. Hey, amen, no repentance. Amen, no dying out to the self. No, take up your cross and follow after me. You know what that is? Amen, that's a hellish move of the world. That's a hellish move of the devil himself. That'll pat a preacher on the back and say, preach to them. Give them an inspirational message. Tell them all they got to do is add Jesus to the mix and they'll be okay. No! I come to tell you, you can't just add Jesus. You got to repent. Hey,
come on.
You got to turn from your wicked ways. Hey, and when God comes in, he'll turn you from your wickedness.
Yes, right, he will.
Right. Wow.
Yes, thank he will.
Come on. Quiet here today.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It really bothers me, the condition of the church world today.
Yes.
That's true, buddy.
When you can go to any general church, Brother Kevin was telling me the other day, was coming back, was up there in that Charleston area. Before you get to Charleston, I guess Kanawha City out there, he was looking out that window. He said, I guess I've counted 25 churches for the last few miles.
All right.
Woo! He said, there's a shame. There ain't no reason why anybody should be lost. That's right.
Yep.
Come on, brother.
if all them churches were preaching the truth.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Come
on.
But, so somebody said, why is there so many churches? Well, first off, anytime you get people involved, men can't get along. So they first squabble, they have to go start another church, and another church, and another church. So you got a lot of churches. But the problem is, and I'm not here trying to act big of that, I'm the only man preaching the truth. No, I'm not trying to act, but the problem is, a lot of preachers don't have enough backbone to preach the truth of the Word of God.
Right.
Woo! A lot of preachers ain't got enough backbone to stand up and tell people you can't live in adultery and come on and be sane.
Come on.
Amen. A lot of people ain't got enough backbone to tell somebody, hey, when you get saved and you get in a spiritual environment, come on now, you'll lay the things of the world down. You won't go watch that wicked thing, amen, on the screen. Hey, you won't go down there to them worldly parties where they drink and smoke and carry on. You won't go down there and waste your money, amen, on a gambling ticket. Hey, I come to tell us we got to have preachers in today's time that will tell us to cry loud and spare not and tell us we got to turn from our wicked ways.
That's right, brother.
Come on.
Your kids are hooked on pornography.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
Come on.
Yes. Come on, brother. Schoolhouses now, it's very common in a bigger school to have armed guards at the door.
That's the way, Lord.
Right.
Got to have drug dogs to come inside and patrol our schools.
That's good.
Why is all this?
Come on.
Come on. Amen.
Come on, buddy.
Because we've got a generation that's afraid to preach against sin.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey.
Oh, God.
Hey. Oh,
we got preachers that'll say, hey, you can live like that, and it'll be all right.
Come on.
Yeah. I come to tell you, I want you to listen to me real good. I love everybody in this house. I love you with all my heart.
Come on.
I also want to tell you, you can't go to heaven with sin in your heart.
You're right, bro.
Can't do it.
Come on.
Come on.
Right. Bless him, Lord. You're going to walk out these doors after a while. And they already got a sign up back here. Homecoming revival here in a few weeks. Amen. We're going to have homecoming revival. Woo! You're going to walk out them doors right there, and you're going to be a free man, a free woman, a free boy, and a free girl. And you're free to make your own choices here when you walk out that door.
That's right. Come on.
That's right.
I sure to goodness hope.
Oh, bless
you. By 10 o'clock tonight or 11 o'clock tonight, amen, there's people under the sound of my voice going to go out here and look at things that you know you ought not look at.
Right. Come on.
Tell
Jesus. Come on. Bro.
Listen to things that you know you ought not listen to.
That's right.
Tell.
Come on.
Holy,
holy. Glory to God.
And then we want to know why we ain't got the power of God.
Right.
Then we want to know why we ain't got what they had back years ago. We want to know why this, amen, because years ago, amen, they believed in sanctification.
You're right, brother.
Right.
Come on.
Years ago, they believed that once you got saved, you turned from your
glory
sin.
Glory to God.
And headed towards
God. That's right.
That's right.
Thank you, bless
him,
Lord.
Come on.
I'm already up about waist deep and chest deep. I might as well finish it out here.
Come on.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. You can't just add Jesus. You got to turn from your old life.
That's right.
Many millions have been, amen, great God, had an injection from this old world against the gospel by some flimsy gospel presentation and by false profession of faith. Hey, come on, that you can live how you want to live and be all right. They don't want nobody to tell them what to do. They don't want a preacher that'll preach against sin. I don't got to do that.
Come on.
There's a church down the corner. Yes, there is. But I come to tell you, if you want to go to God's heaven, you'll live right. You'll live holy. And you'll come out from amongst the world.
Woo!
That's the word. That's the word.
Woo!
We was there last night. Gino was
right there. Thank you, Lord.
We haven't been there a long time. The kids like their puppets down there.
God has your way.
And the boys like their cheese sticks. So we thought, well, we go down there. The last time or two we've been down there, you can't really get no service. You know, all these restaurants, you can't find workers.
Yeah.
So anyway, we was there for a while. Finally got some old young boy. I don't know if he might have been 17 or 18. I ain't real sure how old that feller was. Amen.
But anyway, we got over there, Brother Tommy, and he finally took our order. Amen. And
you can tell Brother George, he didn't have a clue really what he was doing.
He didn't have a clue how to take an order. So anyhow, long story short, we never seen him for a long time, never got food for a long time. It was just really pretty bad. Amen. So finally, some other ladies started bringing the food out. Amen. And Michelle said, I think that old fellow left. Amen. And they said, yeah. And the other worker said, yeah. And they said he wasn't doing right. He wasn't doing what he's supposed to do. We asked him to do it. He said, no. So we said, well, if you can't do it right, amen, start going out there and getting dirty dishes and busting tables, carrying the dirty dishes back there in the washroom. He said, I'm not here to carry. I'm talking about a young boy that just started. He said, I'm not here to carry dirty dishes. You can have it. And I guess he took his apron off and he walked out and he quit. God, amen. That's the way this world is today. You can't tell them nothing. Amen. Hey,
come on.
Great God. And let me tell you something. When I was young, amen, they preached sin to us young people. And they told us to stay out of the world and not get our life mixed up in worldly endeavors. And we listened to the man of God.
You're right.
Woo.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Holy Lord. Michelle and I have talked a little bit. You know, this area in particular has never been super strong on dating, but we want to know why, how we mess up. And I'm not trying to be too plain here, but some churches, they have time after time after time catastrophe amongst their young people.
Yep.
There has to be preaching of the gospel.
Yeah.
There has to be somebody to stand up there and say, amen, marriage is honorable and all, but adulterers and whoremongers, God will judge. There has to be a preacher that will stand up there,
amen, and say, hey, you better be pure before God, amen, and before yourself. Hey, come on now. Amen. Somebody said, amen, well, it's safe. Hey, I come to tell us there's no safe relations outside of the bonds of holy matrimony. And I come to tell us here today, if you want to go to God's heaven, you'll live a godly life.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
They begin to have problems, these that just have a small depth. They begin to have problems with church attendance.
They begin to have problems with prayer.
They begin to have problems with reading the Bible. Amen. They have a difficult time making a genuine, lasting break. Amen. Away from their sin.
That's it.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on now.
I mean, I'm going to be very plain here.
Bless him, Lord.
I've never had problems with hanging with the boys. I remember when I was in college, Brother Daniel, they tried to get me to go have a big beer cake party with them. I told them to take a hike. I never had no desire for that thing.
No. Right.
But if you have had that.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo,
come on.
And you get saved, you can't hang with the boys anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. Come on now.
Come on.
If you've had a gambling problem and you get saved, you can't go play cards with the boys
right.
no more.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's making a break.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Break away.
Hey, if you used to like to drink and sit on the bar stool and sing the blues, you know what you got to do? You got to break from that. Hey, God, I come to tell us you ain't got no depth. And unless you get some depth, and unless you get some earth with that seed to grow, you're going to die.
Amen.
Come on now.
Well, praise God.
Come on.
Woo.
Woo. Jesus said, if a man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me.
Follow
me.
Yeah.
That's my boy, Brother Tommy.
Yes, it is.
Deny himself. We got past that part. Yeah. We're still, amen, in the process of worrying about self all the time.
Right.
Worrying about what I can do for me.
I can do for me.
Amen. Well, you got to deny yourself.
That's right.
Take up the cross. What's that mean? That means bury the past.
All right.
Follow me.
That's right.
That's right.
Somebody better help me here in a minute. Get me out of here.
Burn the bridges.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lastly, you got this crowded soil. This soil looks like it's ready to be sown, but underneath the surface is living roots and seeds and thorns and weeds.
Great God.
Come on.
When the seed falls here, it also springs to life very quickly. It gives every indication that there will be a good harvest to follow. But however, the same ground begins to produce thorns and thistles and weeds that were already there. They soon choke out the tender plant.
Yes.
That's what happens when you don't clean the world out of your heart. It'll choke you to death.
Choking
it'll
out.
Suck you back up.
Yes, it will.
It will.
Yeah, it will.
All right. I'm not here to debate. I'm just here to preach the Bible. Somebody said, when people get saved and they go to church and they really have an experience and they backslide, they never were saved to start with. I don't believe that for one moment.
Right. Nobody. No.
Right. You can't tell me that Judas wasn't saved. Jesus would have never let him carry the money bag had he not been saved.
Right.
Come on now.
That's right.
But guess what? When the going got tough, Judas had his roots too much in the world.
Yeah.
Judas had his roots too much. Yeah. Amen. In the worldly affairs.
Come on.
And it pulled him back. You can't tell me that Demas wasn't saved.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
I believe Demas was Paul, but he already kicked John Mark out because he thought John Mark was weak.
Yeah.
Paul already told Mark, he said, boy, you stay home. Right. You're going to get us in. Paul knew who really had the goods.
Yeah,
he
did.
And Paul said, Demas, having loved this present world, had forsaken us.
Forsaken.
You know what he's saying was? He got his seed down there and he sprung up. But he never got the world out.
Amen.
He never got the honky tonk out of his heart.
Oh, bless him.
He never got that country western beer drinking lingo out of his heart.
All right.
He never got that. Amen. That he got his eyes down there in the word. He never got it out of his heart.
Holy.
That's what happened to Lot.
Yeah.
Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen, the Bible said, begin to be at odds with one another. Abraham said, pick out which way you want to go. Yep. And I don't preach a little longer than I usually do. Amen. Pick out which way you want to go.
Yeah.
Lot, the Bible said, he got his eyes down there in Sodom.
Yeah.
And Gomorrah.
Yeah.
The well-watered plains.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he already pitched his camp toward there. He already had it in his
heart.
He had them weeds and them thorns already growing up with the seed.
Come on.
You know what happened a lot? He got sucked in down there to the worldly place.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Why? Because he tried to grow with the thorns and the weeds.
Yeah.
It don't
blessed be the name of the Lord.
It didn't work for Demas. I can list you a whole bunch. It didn't work for Ananias or Sapphira.
Right.
It didn't work for Judas. You can't straddle the fence. Jesus said you can't serve God and then you can't serve two gods.
Right. That's it.
Right.
Woo.
Two gods.
Bless Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The seed will have the ground of the heart, or it will have the ground of sin. Did you hear that?
Yep.
This is a picture of a person who tries to have the benefit of the gospel while still clinging to the old life of sin. You can't do it.
That's right.
Right.
Listen to me. I'm done. You can't do it. Amen. I lost my place here. Without a conscious break from the old life of sin, this person does not have a chance of ever hanging on. The seed of the gospel cannot survive to produce fruit in a heart filled with other things. The seed will have the ground, or sin will have the ground.
That's right.
Remember that story of them dogs out there in the yard fighting one another, and somebody asked that old farmer, said, which one of them dogs can flip the other one? And he said, I'll tell you which one gets the strongest and can whip the other one, the one I feed the most.
Lord, that's right.
Come to ask you, which side are you feeding? Are you feeding that worldly side? Or are you feeding that spiritual side?
Glory.
Glory. Glory.
Amen. I'm probably preaching plain today. I don't always preach like this, but this is what the Lord give me. I come to ask you a question here today. Amen. How serious are you about serving God?
That's it.
How much of a prayer life do you have?
How much?
When's the last time you picked up the love letter of the Word of God and really fell in love with Him and just really wanted to read His Word?
Yeah.
If you've got a love book around your house you're reading, amen. And you read it for 5 hours this week and you ain't read the Word of God for 5 minutes, there's a problem.
Right. It's true.
Come on, brother.
Sir, don't you like me.
Come on.
Come on, brother.
Oh, yeah.
We spend way more time feeding the worldly side than we do the spiritual side.
Amen.
Let me tell you something right here. I'm going to tell you this. You can't expect to be spiritual when you spend more time feeding the flesh.
Blessed be God.
It's true.
Thank you, Lord.
Sir.
That's right, brother.
Hallelujah. Jesus said it was the cares of the world and the quest for earthly riches that spelled disaster for this kind of soul. This kind of person begins well but soon fades away by having their, amen, profession choked out. It germinates, it grows up, but the weeds and the thorns choke it out.
Yes, yes.
You can't just add Jesus. You got to sever the ties and start over.
Thank you, Lord.
Behold, he is a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Behold, all things. Amen. You got to sever ties with the patch. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
All right, I'm done. I can't leave one here. Lastly, there's the choice soil. Some seed fell on good ground. This ground had been worked, it had been prepared, it had been plowed. Amen. And tilled, and it was ready to receive seed. The seed germinated within the heart of the soil and the plant began to grow. And when the plant reached maturity, it began to produce fruit. That is the joy of the farmer when one day he can go out and get the fruit of his labor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I come to tell you, Jesus said, amen, when I cast the seed, praise God. It's up to the man of God. It's up to the people of God to sow the seed. But the question is, what kind of heart did that seed fall amongst?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Lord. Yeah.
Come on. Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna end this right here with something I felt like the Lord gave me right back here in this little study today.
Jesus.
We preach that the gospel will go out into all the world. We preach that, right?
Yeah.
We believe that, right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, when we preach the gospel and some doesn't accept it and they walk away like demons, when some doesn't accept it and they walk away, amen, like Felix, amen, trembled, but he wasn't quite ready.
Right.
Well, and we feel like even Paul had somebody let slip out.
Right.
But you know why? Once again, the success rate of the sower does not have anything to do with the end result.
Right.
The success rate has to do with, are you sowing the seed and have you sowed your entire field?
Hallelujah.
Why? Because the gospel's going to even go to them on the stony ground. The gospel's even going to be planted in them that has the thorns, amen, and the weeds to choke. The gospel's even going to be planted out there, Brother Daniel, amen, on the wayside, on the hard paths where people walk. Why? Because God said the gospel is going to reach every man, woman, boy, and girl.
That's right. Everyone.
That's the purpose of the gospel.
Amen.
Stand with me in this house. I preach to you in my heart.
Blessed is the name of the
Lord. As I come before this very vital moment in this service.
The Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Come to this altar service, Lord. I've got a question to ask each and every one of these people standing in this house today. What kind of heart condition do they have? What is their soil condition? Do they have a wayside? Is it hard? For the paths of this old world has worn out a hard place in their heart. Lord, is it a stony ground? Or is it a little bit of dirt over top of a hard surface? Hard stone. God, is it the ground where they can't cut ties with the world and their thorns and thistles going to choke it out? Or is there some good soil in this house here? I leave you with this question today, church. I leave you with this right here tonight, right this very moment. What kind of heart, what kind of soil do you have?
Thank you.
If there is one, Brother Tommy, throw the lifeline out earlier. I'll start right here with that same lifeline.
Yes, God.
That same float. Throwing it out. Is there one lost in here today? I know this has been a long service. Is there one in here today that'll say, hey, I want this seed to fall in my heart and I want to change my ways. The way I'm going is not working. The way I've been going has cost me a lot of heartache and a lot of trouble. God, Lord, Amen. I come to tell you that the lifeline has been thrown out. And the path can be changed right here in this service. Hey, I come to preach to some Christian right here. You can't cut ties with the world that keeps choking you down. I believe you can cut ties right here in this altar today.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hey, I come to preach to somebody's got a hard heart. And the gospel can't penetrate you because you're so stubborn and your heart's so hard. It can't get through to you. I believe we can change that today.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes, God.
Thank you. All right. I've sowed the seed, Brother Daniel. I've mowed it out. I don't know, 30, 35, 40 seeds that mowed out right here today.
Thank you, my God.
The soil that fell on is up to you. Come on, let's do something with it right here today.
Jesus.